But with that, I want to today, this morning, the Lord just really messing with me, and I wanna speak to you a word that the Lord has given me, I believe, for today. And I want you. The title of my message is "The King Wants Your Attention." Let me establish this. Jesus died on the cross for our sins so we can be redeemed. I love the songs. I never talked to anybody, but a lot of the songs that we were singing, they were talking about kingship, how he is the king, how he is the king, and how we don't have to worry about nothing because the king is in charge. And when you have a king, you belong. The fact that you have a king, that means you belong to a kingdom. And we are people of this earth, but we are people of his kingdom. So tonight, today, as I speak, I want to tell you this, and I believe we're living in a such a crucial time because the Lord is just doing a beautiful thing. The Lord is doing a wonderful and beautiful thing, and I believe that what God wants to do in this world, he needs a church that needs to partner it up with him to take about what he wants to do. And I believe the church and the people that God is looking for are in this room. And I want to challenge you today. I believe it's a prophetic word, and it's a prophetic message for our time today. Because we live in a generation that is so consumed by what's happening in the world, and we have forgotten about the king we serve and the kingdom we belong to. And we as followers and lovers of God, we are to follow the king, we are to worship the king, and we are to honor the king at all times. And this is what we're being set free for. This is what we're being set free. And today I want to paint two pictures. And the reason why I have this here, because there is a king who wants to be with you. And I'm going to put this right here just to make a distinction. Because every time we come in his house, the king is already here. And there is already a throne where the king is sitting. We don't come here for God to come in the room. He's already in the room. When you go to your house, you're not expecting God to come before behind you. God is already in your house when you get there. Because he is king, he is Lord, and he's reigning over everything and over everyone in this world. So therefore, nothing catches him by surprise. Therefore, the Lord is not going on and just saying, oh, I didn't see this one coming. The Lord didn't look at COVID and said, oh, that got out of control. I didn't know that was coming. He knew everything that we were going to be going through. But here is the thing. In Christianity, we're being taught that we have to sometimes in Christianity, not in Christianity, but let me just be careful with what I'm going to say, because we have been taught that sometimes we have to do things for the Lord and not do things with the Lord. So we're living with the generations of Martha's and not of Mary's. Now, hear me out. We're going to look at a scripture. Luke, can we go to Luke? And says, and if you want to stand up with me and we can read this, and with this we're going to kick off. And it says this, while they were traveling, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet and was listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, and she came up and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? So tell her to give me a hand. And the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has made the right choice, and it will not be taken away from her. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're here. Lord, I pray that your word will come forth with power and anointing as you promised. Father, I pray, Father, that today we'll be able to shift our attention to the King of Kings. Father, I pray that in this room, your Holy Spirit right now would just start manifesting and will start touching our hearts and it would just start doing what only he can do. Lord, not my thoughts, not my ideas, Father God, but your word, let it come forth in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Awesome. I'm excited to preach about this. And as I was saying, I think we're transitioning from a season where we had a whole bunch of Marthas, and we're going to a transition where the Lord is cultivating Marys. You might be a guy that says, well, I'm not a Mary. It's the metaphor we're using. Mary sat at the feet of the Lord while Martha was worrying about doing, you know. I love the fact that the scripture says, while they were traveling, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. And you know, and she had a sister named Mary who also sat at the Lord's feet and was listening to what he said. You know, when I was reading this morning, I was just reading over what I was doing. The Lord said to me, many of you have welcomed me into your house with the wrong intention. We have received Jesus as our Lord and Savior as a cosigner towards what we want. Now, hear me when I say, we have these little thrones in our lives. That when he comes in the room, our attention is, when we live our lives, instead of to looking at the big throne of God, to everything he did and everything he accomplished, our attention is so caught up in these little thrones. Now, little thrones of doing. Martha was caught up on making sandwiches for Jesus, when Jesus never asked for a sandwich. She was caught up by, hey, I have to do this for the Lord. I have to do this. And sometimes we're being taught, hey, this is what we do. This is what we do. And this is what we do. But I believe the Lord is calling us to a time where he says, I don't want your doing. I want your being with me. Watch this. We create these little altars. Millie, can you help me here with some tape? Because I want you to see it. Just put those three. We have these little altars in our lives. And I'm going to tell you this. The Lord is jealous of his church. The Lord is jealous of his glory. The Lord is jealous of your attention. Because he didn't pay the price so we can walk with him looking sideways. He paid the price so we can walk and we can enter into the Holy of Holies where our whole attention is only on Jesus Christ as King and Lord of our lives. But here we are. We're fighting with a generation who has a lot for money. We're fighting from a generation who has a love for greed, where we are not satisfied with what we have, and our attention is on obtaining some things. It's on obtaining some things. We have a generation who has been so perverted by what the world is doing that we have a generation who is into loss, and loss is getting our attention more than what the King is getting our attention. And these are the little thrones that we have, we each one of us have in our hearts. I'm dealing with some of this stuff myself. We're not different than you. As pastors, we're not different than you. Can I tell you this? Man, sometimes as leaders, we deal with the sense of control. And that's not of the Lord. We deal with, hey, this is what we want to achieve. And yes, we have a vision where we want to reach our community, but we wanted to reach our community by what means? By the means that the power of God is changing everything, or by what just we can accomplish without God. And get so greedy. For some of us, you know, we every day, our attention, before we can be at the feet of the Lord, like Mary was, our attention isn't here because my throne in my life has become money. This is what I give myself to. I had come to America to achieve a dream. I had come to America to pursue something that I can no longer obtain in my country. So this has become my altar. Church, and I'm just here to tell you that if you do this, he will take care of this. We have gotten so perverted that our hearts are full of lust. Young men can't even look at a woman with pure eyes. Young women can't even dress up properly no more because they have been taught that by showing and by putting themselves out there, they will get the attention that a godly man should give them. And I'm tired and sick of that. And the Lord, that's not the way he had made beautiful young women for this generation. But we have been so lost that even within the walls of our lives, we are walking with the Lord. But our attention isn't this. Our attention is on what I like and not what the Lord has. And I'm perverted when I look at woman. And I'm perverted when I look at man. And I'm perverted. My mind is perverted because I have lost. Because my attention has been here. Because when I'm in social media, no one else can see what I'm seeing. So I look at the pictures that no one else can watch me look. Yet the Lord is with you everywhere. And he sees. And he is jealous of your attention. We're greedy. We're greedy people. We always want more. And by wanting more, we forget what we were made for. We forget about what we were made for. So here is the deal. Martha was worrying about doing things to please the Lord. And sometimes we feel that with money, we can do those things. I'm just going to give some good tithings. Yes, as pastor, we appreciate it, but let me tell you this. The church of God does not need money to move forward because it's his church. It's his church. Maybe the treasury guy will be like, you should have not said that. But I'm going to tell you this. He is our provider. We tithe out of obedience. And out of a willingness of our heart not to obtain something from God. We have lost. We're greedy people. And we have become so much about doing that sometimes we're trying to change our behavior to please the Lord. When the Lord is saying, I don't want you to change your behavior. I want you to focus so on me that I will change you from the inside out. So here's what has happened. And I'm telling you this because the word of God says in Romans chapter 12, by this you will know the will of God, by the renewing of your mind. And I believe there are things that some people in the past unintentionally have taught us with the best intentions in the world, but they have derailed us from what God really wants for his church. Now, sometimes we're being taught that, hey, you change your behavior about this. You try not to do these things. And can I tell you this? The very things we give our attention to is the very things we become like. Watch this. A son of an alcoholic, they live their life so trying not to become an alcoholic that eventually they become an alcoholic. And it happens. Sometimes, you know, for so long, I said, my dad made some mistakes. And you know what I did? I said, I will not be like my father. But my attention was so being and like, I will not be like my father. The only thing I was giving my attention to and the only things that I was doing, it was trying not to be this, that I became that. Because when you have to understand that what we give our attention to, it was we become like. This is why Jesus says it. Martha, Martha, you're so worried and upset about many things. And many of us are just trying these little things and just trying to change. He says, but Mary has made the right choice. And I love the ESV version because it says, and her portion will not be taken away from her. And I'm just here to tell you that what God deposits in you, no man can take it away. But what we do, watch this, what we do, if it's not recognized, it gets hurt. Because we're doing it for the wrong reasons. And we're doing it for the wrong reasons. Now, what has your attention, even now as you came into the room? I'll tell you this, maybe many of you were, even right now, you're listening to me and you're thinking about tomorrow. You're thinking about what's going on at home. Where are we going to go after lunch? Is that place open? Do they have dining or not? And we go through these things and we come to the house of the Lord, but our attention, it's on nothing. It's on everything but God. And distractions have played a huge role. It's like we get so busy and so distracted that we lose awareness of who is with us. We lose awareness that we have a living king sitting on a throne that has overcome everything. You know, scripture says, let me just read this. 1 John chapter 4, I know I don't have this. Please bear with me. This is how we know that we remain in him and he in us. He has given us his spirit. And we have seen and we testify that the Father has sent his Son as the world's Savior. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. Now watch this. And we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and the one who remains in love remains in God, and God remains in him. Is this love is made complete with us so that we might have confidence in the day of judgment. Now watch this, because as he is, so also we are in this world. We forget who, when our attention is not on that, we forget who we belong to. We forget how we're meant to walk like. And we have churches full of Christians and not disciples of the Lord. We come to church and we sing a few songs. And the Lord is saying, I want more than that. We just get a good message that challenges us and says, man, I'm going to live in this word. But I thank God that we have the Bible. I thank God that we have the word that you can take it home and you can just devour it for yourself. You say, Lord, transform me. Lord, change me. And I know this is not the case in this church, but I'm just saying, guys, the Lord is wanting more of our attention, more of our devotions. Because little by little, we have derailed of giving him all of our attention, all of our devotion. I'm going to tell you this. I believe that where you are, you're meant to be a beacon of light in your workplace. I believe that in your blog, you're meant to be that pastor who's watching over his blog. Because they know that God is so with you that when they're sick, they can actually go to you and experience the power of Jesus in your life and through your life. This is what we've been called to. This is what the church in the book of Acts did. They were walking, the disciples were walking, and people were being healed. The disciples were walking, and things were happening. But because why? Because their attention was in the Lord. They were filled with the Spirit, and they were walking with because they had experienced him. But because our attention is not in him, we're not experiencing the fullness of who God is. And therefore, because we're not experiencing what is happening, when we cannot achieve this and we get tired with this, we start fighting with things like anger, guilt, shame, disappointment, because we have tried in our own strength. And we're living with a generation of hurt. We're hurting people. We all are hurting and broken people. But we got to remember who we put our faith in. We got to remember who we serve. We got to remember the one we're following. He is a living king who destroyed the power of sin and death over our lives so we can walk in complete freedom, church. So we can walk in complete freedom. And I'm here to tell you, we don't have to struggle with guilt no more. We don't have to struggle with disappointment. We don't have to struggle with anger. We don't have to struggle with shame because of who is with us. But we need to shift our attention to who is with us. I believe that His presence changes everything. And I believe that every time I get in His presence, something has to shift within me. Something has to shift within me because I have seen the Savior and I have seen the one who is the truth. Therefore, if there was light in my life, something needs to change. Let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6, it says, in the year the king Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne. This is the prophet Isaiah speaking. And then his robe filled with the hem of his robe filled the temple. The seraphim were standing above him. They each had six wings. With two they covered their faces. With two they covered their feet. And with two they flew. And one called to the other one, holy, holy is the Lord of armies. His glory fills the whole earth. The foundations of the doorway shook at the sound of their voices, and the temple was filled with the smoke. Can we go to the next slide? Then I say, woe is me, for I am ruined because I'm a man of unclean lips and live among the people of unclean lips because my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of armies. Then one of the seraphims flew to me, and in his hand was a glowing coal that he had taken from the altar with tongs, and he touched my mouth with it and said, now that this has touched your lips, your iniquity is removed and your sins are atoned for. Now watch this. This is the prophet Isaiah has an encounter with the Lord. But if something happens in that encounter that his life is forever changed. Now, the ESV version says, your guilt has been removed. Your guilt has been removed. Church, I want to challenge us, and I want to encourage us to do this. If you were struggling with these things, it's because we have yet seen the Lord. And the King wants your attention because it's not His desire that we struggle with guilt. It is not on His heart that we live in disappointment. It's not His desire that we live full of anger. It is not His desire for us to be full of shame. Because who the Son sets free, it's free indeed. Now, I want to challenge you with this. And I want to challenge you because I believe we live in a pivotal time when the Lord wants your attention. Where the Lord, more than ever before, and I think we're going to get into other generations, and the Lord is always going to long for us. Now, the people of Israel walk in the desert, and every time Jesus says, hey, I want you to worship me. And what they did, they shift their attention to what they were wanting, to what they were needing. And I believe we live in a time where the Lord is saying, I want to do something so beautiful. I want to do something so powerful, but I want your attention. And there is a king who is sitting on a throne who's jealous about what we're giving our attention to. I believe we're living in this time, church, where we have to put our hearts on the table. And we have to say, Lord, come in. Lord, search my heart. Lord, speak to me. because I can no longer live with this shame and guilt. I can no longer see people the way I see them. And we need to live constantly at the feet of the Master. Right here. Not running around. Because this is where he is. This is where he is. We have these little thrones, can I tell you this? But they don't compare to this one. They don't compare to this one. We have lost the essence of to know what a kingdom really looks like. Because we're infiltrating things that are not of the kingdom of God to his kingdom. To make church look appealing and to make his love look appealing. He is a just God. He's a righteous God. He's a God full of truth. He's a beautiful God. He's an awesome King. But we have to be devoted to his voice. Mary, she was like, look, Martha, if you want to go and make sandwiches, you go and do that. But I know where I need to be. And I want to challenge us that the best posture we can have is at his feet. The best place where we can ever be as his church is at his feet. The best place where we can be, you and I, as me as a father, I was just showing you my kid, the best place where I can live is at his feet. As business owners, as people who are in a world, with the best place that we can be is at his feet. He has all these strategies. He has everything we need for us to do everything that we have been called to. But so I'll make a confession. I've been guilty of looking for things that work to reach the things that I want. They are not of the Lord. I've been guilty of that. But can I tell you this? When we start aligning ourselves with the ways of the Lord, everything changes. And I'm here to challenge you. Is the Lord calling you to believe in him in a greater way? Be at his feet. Is the Lord is wanting to deal with you in different ways? Be at his feet. We don't need to try no more. We don't need to try to do certain things to be able to accomplish something. We need to be at his feet. We need to be at his feet. Because when we are at his feet, our attention is on him. Everything we are is starting to look like him because we're so caught up on his voice. We're so caught up on his beauty. We're so caught up on who he is. And our lives are starting to change. And when people around us see us, they can see Jesus. They can see Jesus. It's because we live here. And this portion, no one can take it away from you. The promises that you hear from his voice, no one can take them away from you. The world can be falling apart. People can be dying left and right. But if he says, I will have joy in the midst of my trouble, he is my joy. Therefore, the world cannot shake the promises that God has given me. And I want to encourage us because sometimes, you know, the economy is changing and everything is changing. We know that, but we know what he says too. And our faith has to be on his word, not the word of a president. Not the word of someone who's just going to come and tell us the strategies about what to do with our money. I'm all about healthy finances, healthy education. But we don't depend on the wisdom of man. We depend on the wisdom of God. His promises, what he has to say. So today, I want to pray for you. Can I just sit on the piano real quick? I can just sit here. Today I want to I wanna invite you to open up your heart before the Lord. Not before me, but before the Lord. And ask yourself, what has my attention? What has your attention? Are these little thrones that we just illustrated right here? Are these little emotions and things that are happening in our lives that have led us to these things that are cutting our attention? Or is our attention on the true King? Is our attention on the one who defeated the power of sin and death? It's our attention on the one who took our loss, who took our guilt, who took our shame, who took our disappointment. And I just want you to, right now, just ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, show me where my attention has been. And I believe the voice of the Lord right now will just speak to you. Father, Lord, and Lord, if we are here, Lord, and if we our attention has shifted from a place, from the place where all of our eyes and our attention was beset on you into something else, Lord, we repent. Lord, we repent. Lord, we repent, Father God, and we set our eyes on you as the living King. We set our eyes on you as the one who deserves it all. Lord, we set our eyes on you as the one who's worthy of it all. Lord, we set our eyes on the ones, God, who is leading the way, Father God. And we bow at your feet, Jesus, to hear what you have to say. Lord, here we are. Lord, here we are. All of our attention is yours. Lord, and I just pray, Father God, that our ears, Lord, will hear your voice so we can follow the King, worship the King, and honor the King. Lord, I pray for a greater revelation of the fullness of what you did on the cross for us. Not just what we have heard, Father God, but as we read the scripture, Father God, Lord, that these things, Lord, will start coming alive in each and every one of us. God, into the revelation of the word of God will become the thing we live on and the thing we set our foundations on. Lord, I pray for generations of lovers of God. Lovers of God, people who will not bow down to anything but God, a generation of Daniels, Father God.
Come on, church.
open the altars, and I don't know if you feel comfortable enough, but if you need prayer, we would love to pray with you. We would love to pray. We'll wear a mask if we need to. But if the Lord is speaking to you, and if the Lord is asking you for anything, I just want to invite you to come to the altar as we close tonight. I mean, as we close today, we just want to minister to you. So the altars are open. Melissa.
Hallelujah. Griselle, if you can believe him so he can pray. Amen, amen. I know God spoke to all of us right now, but I want to remind the woman. About 35 women gathered last Saturday morning. Raise your hand if you were here. Sister Paulette, didn't God speak to us as well? To be not a Martha, Martha. Running around, making a sandwich. But to be a Mary.
Yes.
Pastor, last Saturday, the women got together and God spoke to us almost on the same message. And that is not a coincidence. God is calling us. God is calling us to be at the feet of the Lord. To set aside all the other things that we think are important. All the other things that we think that need to be done first or else. No. The first thing God wants us to do is to be at his feet. The first thing God is calling us to do is to seek him. Everything else will come. Everything else will come. But the first thing he is calling us to do is to be at his feet. God spoke to me last Saturday, and God is speaking to me again on this. And to all the women and everybody also. But especially the woman that we were here last Saturday, and the second time God is telling you, hey, I want you at my feet. Amen. So I want to invite you, if you want prayer, Pastor Andres has this time right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Risen King. Hallelujah.
Altars are open. We're going to continue praying here. God bless you, everybody online. We're going to continue praying. If you feel that, at least I feel, I don't want this moment to end. This is your time. Amen. God bless you.